KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06, we have partly cloudy to cloudy skies, 55 degrees here in Atlantic, and we look forward to be partly cloudy with a high of 78. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by your independent insurance agents. In Elkhorn, see Terry Peterson at Insurance Services Incorporated, or call 712-764-6000. Well, we should learn more later this morning about a chase that happened Monday evening in Pottawatomie County, which resulted in the arrest of the suspect in Walnut. According to dispatch reports, deputies of the Pottawatomie, Cass, and Shelby County Sheriff's Office, along with Iowa State Patrol troopers, converged on Walnut following a chase that began at around 6 p.m. near Avoca with a traffic stop. The suspect, a white male wearing a tank top and driving a black 1996 Cadillac DeVille, took off and led a deputy on a chase along Highway 83 that terminated in Walnut at around 6:18 p.m., where the driver abandoned the car and took off on foot near the intersection with Atlantic Street. The suspect was located and taken into custody by a Cass County Sheriff's Department K-9 unit at around 8 p.m. His name and other details are currently not available. In an update to a story we first told you about Sunday morning here on KJAN, the Iowa State Patrol says a 16-year-old male from Atlantic was taken into custody following a high-speed pursuit that began about 5 miles south of Atlantic during a traffic stop on northbound Highway 71 at Newport Road. The incident began at around 11:40 p.m. Saturday. Sergeant Brian Michelson with the patrol's District 3 office in Council Bluffs told KJAN News the pickup the unidentified teen was driving was doing 95 miles an hour in a 55 zone when it was clocked.
Looks like he went through Atlantic at a high rate of speed, ran multiple stop signs and one stoplight, and the pursuit went to gravel, and then the suspect drove out into a field. Vehicle became stuck in the field. The Cass County deputy was giving the other officers information where he was at, and then they all the officers approached the vehicle and took the only occupant into custody without incident.
The pursuit ended at around 12:45 a.m. Sunday. Sergeant Michelson said initial reports indicated the suspect may have had a weapon in the vehicle, but no weapon was found. The teen faces numerous charges related to traffic offenses, with criminal charges being handled through the juvenile court system. Cass County Attorney David Wiederstein reports an Underwood man pled guilty Monday morning in Cass County District Court to one count of sexual abuse assault in the second degree. The crime committed by 56-year-old Roger Allen Erickson is a Class B felony that carries a term of a maximum of 25 years in prison. Wiederstein says at a minimum, Erickson will be incarcerated for 17 and a half years before being eligible for parole. He'll also be required to register as a sex offender for the rest of his life under the sex offender registry rules. There is also a pending parole violation arising from his conviction in Cass County to sexual abuse in the third degree on December 4th of 2012. In exchange for his plea to guilty on one count, remaining nine counts will be dismissed. His sentencing is set for 9 a.m. on June 22nd. Iowa Department of Transportation Planning Coordinator Scott Sewer said Monday an update on the Highway 6th and 7th Street construction project in Atlantic means that the milling of the old asphalt surface on that road is complete, and Bluffs Paving is handling the Portland cement concrete removals in the area near 7th and Plum Streets, where the Environmental Protection Agency is set to mobilize next Monday in preparation to remove soil contaminated with PCE or tetrachloral ethylene, a solvent used by a former dry cleaning business that was detected back in 1980. Sewer says in addition, Bluffs Paving may start sanitary sewer work at Plum Street at midweek, and the City of Atlantic, Atlantic Municipal Utilities, is scheduled to perform water main work at the Plum Street location beginning this Thursday. In the funeral announcements, Inez Opperly, age 90, of Greenfield, died Friday at the Greenfield Rehabilitation and Healthcare Center. Graveside services for Inez Opperly will be today at 10:30 at the Greenfield Cemetery. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Lula Marie Klein, age 90, of Guthrie Center, died Monday at the Guthrie County Hospital. Funeral services for Lula Klein will be held Thursday at 10:30 at the First Christian Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has arrangements. Barbara Barb Stanley, age 82, of Anita, died May 31st at Caring Acres Nursing and Rehab in Anita. Funeral services for Barb Stanley will be Friday at 10:30 at the United Methodist Church in Anita. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Anita has the arrangements. Sylvia Witt, age 68, of Griswold, died Thursday in Omaha. Funeral services for Sylvia Witt will be Friday at 10:30 at the Trinity Episcopal Cathedral in Omaha. Dune Funeral Home of Griswold has arrangements. Quanna Mae Warner, age 63, of Commerce City, Colorado, and formerly of Adair, died May the 20th. A visitation for Quanna Warner will be Saturday from 1 until 2:30 p.m. at the First Assembly of God Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic has the arrangements. Clifford Christensen, age 88, of rural Atlantic, died April the 20th in Phoenix, Arizona. A memorial service for Cliff Christensen will be held Sunday at 11:30 at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Atlantic. And Dr. Lawrence Larson, age 92, of Harlan, died Monday at the Murtu Medical Center in Harlan. Services for Dr. Lawrence Larson are pending at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. The news was brought to you by your independent insurance agents, Brocker, Carnes & Carnes, with offices in Atlantic, Anita, and Council Bluffs. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.